Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 9. I'm Christina Souza Ma, your host for this program, and today's title is Don't Give Up Before the Miracle. Hello, Anatara. Welcome back to the West Coast or the Pacific Northwest.
Back to the West Coast, back to Canada, back to the cool, rainy dampness that I avoided for most of the winter.
And there's still a little bit of it up there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's still pretty cool. We have daffodils blooming. You can see them behind me. Those are real daffodils, but they're blooming through the cold.
We see now you're not in your wonderful tank tops and cottons. You are in a sweater today, so that means it is a little chilly for you up there.
I am layered.
So, Anatara, today's title, that is a very powerful title. Because well, most of us give up way before the miracle shows itself.
Well, it's so true, you know, that with the title being Don't Give Up Before the Miracle, we are constantly striving to have something that feels miraculous happen to us, or to have something come to completion for us. We're always looking for that which feels wonderful and fulfilling and in sync, in harmony, in balance with who we are, what we want to do, and with all of the things around us. And we work and we struggle and we push ourselves and we become frustrated, and it seems that miracle just gets farther and farther and farther away. And it's just so easy to take things happening around us, things that seem like signs that are telling us don't continue, you've worked too hard. Or we get this little voice inside our heads that says, oh, you're not capable anyway, or, you know, what would make you think that you could accomplish whatever it is. So we have this in general, we have an innate ability to put aside the possibility of that miracle happening for us. And when I'm referring to a miracle here, I'm talking about even the simplest things, such as maybe at this time, if you're getting one's income tax done, or finding the right person to work with, or hiring the right babysitter, or it could be just even getting a part fixed in your car. We have big things and we have little things that are constantly in our daily agenda, to which we want to attach some sort of accomplishment. And I find a lot that people are just sort of depleted and they're down, and the verve that we may have had as children or at certain times in our lives dissipates, and we give up before the miracle happens. And sometimes the miracle might not be what we think it's going to be, but the miracle is a way to refer to an alignment of things for ourselves, an alignment of moments coming together so that something happens, something supportive, something balanced, something comfortable happens for us. And I've started to think about this when I was looking at the differences between how I perceived the year 2012 and many years, you know, before that, and then how I'm perceiving and feeling 2013. And we referenced this a little bit the last time we spoke. 2013, I am seeing, is a vessel. It's an opportunity for all of us to almost to reinvest in ourselves. It's an opportunity to rethink what it is that has been pushing on us and holding us back for so long. And that might be that we carry certain judgments about people. It might be that we have a judgment about ourselves, as I mentioned, such as, I'm no good, I can't possibly do what it is that I want to do. So we sabotage in so many ways, and have sabotaged in so many ways, all of these things that we can understand and could really work with if we let ourselves. And I find that there's a certain kind of exhaustion in a lot of people because the struggle seems to have been going on forever. We've been working on ourselves. We've been looking at ourselves. We've been trying to get rid of all of the things that we perceive as being negative. We've been talking to our friends and our partners and going to workshops all this focus has been placed on what's wrong with us. What I believe has shifted now is that many of those things, we did a lot of work, and many of those things have risen to a place that now in 2013, we can actually do something about them. Some of the methods, some of the systems that we've been using for many years that had no effect before, or seemingly had no effect, have a new... they're in a new generation. They're in a place where there is more oomph to them, more soul to them. It's almost as if one's incentive to change has been amplified or boosted. And I believe that's so because of all of those dampening fields that have been evaporated, removed, released since the change into this new, more feminine, more flowing lifestyle of living love in its highest form. So if all of those things that we were trying to accomplish for ourselves for all of our lifetime to this point, if they didn't move at all before, what I'd like to say is don't give up before the miracle. Try again. Try looking at the things that have plagued you. Try looking at the things that, or the ways in which you have felt weak or lesser than what you think you could be. Try looking at the parts of yourself that are still holding on and holding back and limiting you. And apply either some of those old techniques that you know or start to work with new ones, because now I firmly believe that you can shift away from the restrictions. You can shift out of that feeling of lack, that feeling of not accomplishing, of not achieving whatever your miracle is. So have you seen that, Christina? Can you feel that?
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, what we've talked about before as well, Anantara, about how fast things have moved and how things just seem to be a whirlwind and nobody's catching up. And, you know, there was sort of that feeling of, as you're saying, the question, what is wrong with us? We're doing this, we're doing that. And how come things aren't right yet? And how come, you know, that has been very consistent through the past year. And this year, it's shifting. Mm-hmm. And we are only in March right now, almost the end of March, actually. Time's flying so fast. It seemed like, you know, the year ended yesterday. But what I'm finding around is a sense of commitment mm-hmm. that is beginning to happen, mm-hmm. where people either they say, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm putting my foot down now. Or it's not so much what is wrong with us, but what is right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looking at that perspective as opposed to the unproductive way of what is wrong. It's very tiring after a while. Oh, it's still not working. Oh, it's still not working. Well, focus on the things that do work right now.
No, I agree. And you're describing what I've been seeing in everyone, that exhaustion from focusing on the things that were bad, the things that were wrong, the things that were dysfunctional. And a lot of the methods that we've tried to apply to ourselves and to our feelings and to our emotions and to our thoughts have always referenced those things through that negative direction, that negative focus. But if we take those things and use them as support to these brilliant selves that we are, our brilliant bodies, our brilliant minds, our brilliant souls, our brilliant hearts, and we believe and we start to see and feel that we can shift something, then we're just away to the races. And that's where the commitment happens, because we're getting this feeling, this you know, bubbliness inside. I've referred to it before as effervescence, but there's a hopefulness. There's an inkling that this time maybe I can do something. Mm. And if we don't give up before that something happens, the change that we can facilitate for ourselves and for everyone around us is profound, mm-hmm. absolutely profound. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some friends of mine the other day and sort of tuning in at the same time. And I saw an image of how once we make a shift, and a friend of mine made a big shift in and opened their heart to a concept and to an idea and to a person that they hadn't done before. And I could actually see as that happened that the field around them, the energetic field around them, started to vibrate and move, and moved out at a huge and vast physical distance around them. Now, I don't know how far out that was, but what I saw was that once the field around that individual sort of came to a fullness, it touched the next field over. And there was this beautiful ripple effect that I could just sort of see cascading out. So when we move into this, in quotes, positive way of feeling and assessing and that commitment that you're talking about, we're not just influencing ourselves or those immediately around us. We are having a cascading effect that moves out all around the world. So that the little things that we see and find and complete for ourselves add the incentive for the next one and the next one and the next one. And I really saw those fields moving through each other and around each other in a sort of a quantum way where there were no boundaries. I could still see a sort of a description of one of those fields, almost like a veil or an edge, but it was moving in and out of and through all of the ones adjacent to it. So it was a graphic for me, a graphic vision of how it all really works.
Mm, beautiful. And I agree with you. Where now, when you mentioned the word commitment, completion,
mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why we continue to look for those big miracles.
Exactly.
There's little miracles every day. I mean, you know, I was just saying to someone, you know, to live our life in the moment and to know that we've completed another day and in full happiness and really be conscious of, now, is what I'm doing making me happy? As simple as that, that level of consciousness that, you know, okay, am I happy doing this? If I'm not, how do I shift it to make myself happy? That in itself is a little miracle. You know, the shift of even a diet. Oh, I'm so used to eating all this, blah, blah, but I know I should be eating a little more greens or a little more, you know, raw foods or something like that. Well, what about the little shifts that we do? Mm-hmm. That, okay, today, instead of having that, I'm having this.
Baby steps instead of waiting for the elephant to arrive.
Yes, because you're not going to get to the elephant until you do the baby steps.
That's right.
Those miracles, I mean, it's really miracles every day, because those little things add up in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits to the bigger miracles.
And that's the part of it that gives the mind that we have left hope.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides incentive to keep going. And to find the next miracle, and the next miracle, and the next miracle. Yeah.
You know, I believe part of it is our society and the way we are brought to think, well, what if, and if this happens, and if that, well, don't do that because this could happen, or don't do that, you know, the fear-based reality, you know.
And the fear-based reality, you know, there's a step even in, there's another step that goes along with that sometimes, which is unless this happens, then the next step is no good. Unless this step happens, then the next one can't happen. But when we think that way, we're getting in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't allowing the unfoldment, the unfolding nature of the moment-to-moment miracles to just be what they are.
Yes.
Which is where true freedom is.
Okay, it's all that down under blood. Yes, that's beautiful, Anantara. I see that this is a very timely, this conversation here, because it is giving people the essence of keep moving forward, mm-hmm. and keep living life with joy and happiness.
And openness. I would say that being open is probably the most paramount way to view one's life. Because when you're open, there's a kind of harmony that happens even when you're not always happy and joyous in the moment. Yeah. And if we remind ourselves that there are those little miracles, and that the little miracles become part of the whole miracle of existence and the whole miracle of life, then we're not holding out for one big ultimate switch or change. We're letting it unfold as it can and as it's meant to for us. Mm. So if at even the beginning of every day and at the end of the day, you can say and make note of to yourself, I'm open to whatever miracles I see today. And at the end of the day, you say, wow, look at all those beautiful little miracles that I experienced. We give ourselves that immediate shift in the focus away from hesitating and being fearful. And we move into allowing that perfection of the day to happen for us, the perfection of our lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, Anantara, what a wonderful moment of awareness. So that this is such a just a really, really wonderful points that to remind ourselves of it on a daily basis. And as you say, it is not always that we live in joy or always feeling that happiness or always feeling the confidence, but to know that it's there and it really lives there within ourselves. And part of the journey towards it is the rest of the stuff, so to say.
And just to go back to the very beginning when we first started talking, a lot of the things that we have tried to use, a lot of the methods, the tools, the practices that we've been engaged in for so long that have seemingly not changed anything for us, you may want to try some of them again or continue with them from this new perspective, because they've had a boost. You've had a clearing, and it's very, very likely that there will be more of, you'll find more enlightenment through them than you ever did before.
Thank you so much, Anantara. That's absolutely right. I agree with you. What we've done is like food. If we take something as simple as food, we may taste it once and we may sort of back away. And the next time we do it, the body and the mind and the palate knows it. Okay. And then the third time is like, you know, this is actually pretty good.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Anantara?
I think I've been sort of mentioned most of the important and most important things. I'd just like to reiterate, don't give up. Mm-hmm. The miracles are happening. Find them, see them, notice them. And as you notice one or two, you'll notice more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on anything. You'll find that there is something in almost everything that you've ever struggled with. And I use the word struggle in quotes. There's something in almost everything that you've ever struggled with that is a gem for you. That's part of the miracle. Mm-hmm. Don't give up before you see it.
Mm, lovely. One of those, one of your delicious morsels that you're sharing with us. Bring on the champagne.
Bubbles.
There you go. The effervescence. Thank you so much, Anantara, for your moment of awareness.
You're welcome, Christina.
I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this new platform of education information. We are grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live on Tuesdays for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Followed every other week with this show, Flowing into Awareness with Anatara. You can also contact Anatara through myyogahub.com/Anatara. Follow her on Twitter at Anatara. And of course, through her own site at anatara.ca. Until next time, namaste.